Hi guys, this is Nadia Hilker. I'm playing Magna on The Walking Dead, and you guys are listening to The Walking Dead Talk Through. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast, and I'm sending you all my love. Bye!
Hello, my name is Cassie McClincy. I play Lydia on The Walking Dead, and you're listening to The Walking Dead Talk Through. Yay!
Hey there, guys. I'm Callan McAuliffe, and you're listening to The Walking Dead Talk Through on Talk Through Media.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Welcome to episode 116 of The Walking Dead Talk Through. I'm Brian.
And I'm Kyle.
And we wanted to do an episode. Well, you know, it's been a while. Like the last episode we did that was like regular season. It's getting close to 6 months ago. And it's hard to believe. And, you know, we had that, I know that one interview episode that Mark and I did with Lindsley Register. But that's basically been the last episode that we've done. So we meant to come back. Then we had this little, you know, coronavirus thing. So it's been kind of rough. And we've had some changes. So we want to start off with that. First, we have a little bit of a podcast / network announcement. Mark has decided to leave the network. He's no longer associated with Talk Through Media or The Walking Dead Talk Through. We wish him well in his new endeavors. I think he's started up his own podcast network. Good luck to him. And actually, we've been sitting on this for a while. We were going to like talk about it in our next episode, but then we never ended up doing one. But, anyway, good luck to Mark and, and
all the best, you know.
So as far as going forward, Kyle and I are the current hosts of the Walking Dead Talk Through. I just can't seem to leave the podcast. But with this is what we're thinking going forward. We talked about it, and we're not really sure that we want to cover the Walking Dead world beyond, at least on a week-to-week basis. We'll probably cover the first episode, maybe, I don't know, the last episode, and maybe we'll take a little bit of feedback if it comes in, but other than that, we're not going to spend a lot of time covering it. We'll cover fear instead. I mean, mind you, if this changes, maybe we'll change. I don't know. But I don't know. Neither of us are really excited about it. And
I'll just say it's because of the pandemic. Everything changed. I was I'm all for like covering it, and I was going to do it. And then it was like, everything changed. And now it's like everything is happening all in the same, basically, week.
Yes. That's our main issue right now is like at the same time that World Beyond is going to be on, we're also going to get Fear, The Walking Dead, which is going to be on, you know, right before it, I believe. On a weekly basis, we'll of course cover the season finale, which is not really the season finale anymore, but we'll get to that in a minute, of The Walking Dead on October 4th. And like I say, we'll cover the first episode that night, whether or not we'll do that as a single, you know, standalone or talk about it as part of the finale episode. I don't know yet. We'll see. But our main issue is lack of bandwidth. So, because also at the same time is Star Trek Discovery, which has historically had 2.5 to 3 hour podcasts. And and this means that that my time will be limited. And Kyle will have to take more on. And he's got a lot going on at work and, you know, personal life. So we've got to make some cuts. So that's what we've decided to do. Now, that said, we also want to, we are interested in bringing on a third host. So, you know, would basically take the place of Mark, someone who, you know, is interested in The Walking Dead, obviously, who can basically make at least a mostly week-to-week commitment on it. And, you know, if not, then we will look to, you know, a stable of guest hosts. But we kind of also want to get some guests to come on as well. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to start the podcast off and say we would like to find a third host that would make our jobs a lot easier covering the shows. And if you are interested, please either send us like on Facebook or Instagram or through the website, send us something to say that you're interested, and we'll talk to you. I know there's a few of you that have guest hosted in the past that may be interested, and some others that, you know, have never done it before and are interested in doing it. So we are not going to discriminate. We may just, you know, bring on some people to guest host and see how they do. But anyway, so if you're interested, please drop us a line either like in the Facebook group or send one of us a message directly and say that you're interested, and we'll talk to you. So
yes. I'm like, I just wanted to say, it's like, I'm like, you know, I'm like, I've always been doing Fear, and even if it's like, you're not necessarily like, I'm really all about Fear, The Walking Dead, and you've been on the main show, but it's just like, you want to like, you know, give your, you know, I mean, you know, it's kind of fun just to do this, and we can talk about all the things and anything Walking Dead related, but at the same time, it's like, there's so much going on, and I could definitely use your help to, like, you know, be able to, like, you know, talk, and if we need to switch it up every week and give everybody a you know, a chance, then I would love to have all of our listeners have a moment to be able to, like, join the show and just do our thing.
Yeah. So. And, you know, we'll probably end up doing something similar to how we did the second part of season 10 of The Walking Dead, which was basically that I would come on, but maybe, you know, either through feedback or part of the show or something like that, but not do the whole thing. And, you know, a lot of that'll depend upon just how much work we get. It's the amount of work that I did for doing Picard and The Walking Dead at the same time caused let's just say that it caused me some severe personal issues. So due to lack of sleep and that it all my whole life just basically blew up in my face. So I don't need to get into details, but anyway, lack of sleep will cause many bad things to happen. So anyway, but yes, we would like another co-host, and we would like some guest hosts, especially if we don't find a co-host. We would like to bring on people each week, maybe. So, all right. So, how are things, Kyle?
I mean, everything's been great. Well, actually, you know, it's like, I think all of us have been, after this whole experience that we've been having, sharedly, obviously, that it's like, to have The Walking Dead and just like have our TV shows back, I'm like, I'm very excited about. And I'm like, you know, it's like, to me, this is like feeling like a very finally getting back to some kind of normalcy.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm excited about having The Walking Dead on every Sunday. You know, it's like just being able to kind of get back into that same routine where we were doing before. It's like we would have been doing this all summer, but you know, we all obviously know what happened. So I am looking forward to the finale of The Walking Dead for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, fear, it's like, as much as we kind of had fun with it before, it's like, but you know, like to look at where, you know, it's like, hey, is Morgan dead? Not. It's like, we kind of understand from what we've seen from what they released that Morgan isn't, he's alive. And, we know that Sherry is coming back.
Yeah.
And so it's like, there's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot to be excited about. So
that's the thing with fear. Fear has always had a lot of potential, and that is certainly true with this season, I think. We still have a great cast and great characters on the show. So if they can get the writing down pat and not come up with these crazy plots about, you know, things that cause someone to fall asleep in the back of the truck and end up, you know, three states over or whatever it was. You know, have to fly a plane without any way of knowing how to fly a plane across like the largest state in the continental US. You know, little problems like that, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what I'm kind of interested about though too, is just like
with a bunch of kid mechanics. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, right. But it's like where I feel like though, I mean, or I guess it's not my feel. It's like I hope is like that we're getting kind of in more of that nitty gritty, normal, like Walking Dead kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we have our baddie, which is Virginia.
Yeah.
She's in control of who knows how many civilizations or, you know, like groups or whatever. Kind of like a Negan-esque kind of thing. And, you know, it's like, yeah, last season was kind of a little bit of like hard to do because of, you know, our group was like all about like, oh, we want everything to be hunky-dory. And I'm like, we're putting this message of hope and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, push that aside. Let's just see what we're used to. It's just like struggle, human, like, devastation, and like our group's basically been split apart. Morgan is like totally who knows where. We'll find out. Kind of like getting back to like basically the basics of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, you know, that's where they were trying to like go with this, and like we're gonna have like a lot of like fun, you know, like really cool, challenging things that our group's gonna have to face, hard decisions and death.
And death. Yes.
Yes. Death is always there.
Yes. Death.
And with Sherry being a part of it, because they basically were just like, hey, yeah, yeah, she's coming back. So it's like, okay, Dwight, it's like, how is that going to be? Because we know, like, in the main show, like, Sherry was a big deal about how Dwight basically kind of stepped up against Negan.
Right.
And, like, you know, like, did his thing. So it's like, here's Virginia and her whole group. Sherry, where does she fit in that? Who knows? But it's like, is this going to be kind of that same play that we've already seen with the main show? And I don't know. I was kind of like, I would love to see Dwight and Sherry coming out together with like machetes and just like, we're going to take you down, like Virginia, or saving the group or doing something. I don't know. It could be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, like I say, I mean, there's the potential there, and the show has a great cast, a great characters, and it has at times been great writing, and it has at times been terrible writing. I'm hoping that the show exhibits the great writing part. And the funny thing is, you can say that the same people that have done great writing have also done terrible writing. So like literally the first half of season 4 was fantastic. The second half of season 4 was terrible, or most of it was terrible anyway. So, you know, and season 5 we definitely had our criticisms of. So you know, and it was the same, like, say, between season two and season three, you know, same kind of thing. So, anyway, the potential's there. It got a great cast, great actors, you know, and they definitely seem to be, you know, like a solid team over there for everything I've ever heard. And it's season six, and, you know, it's like at this point, I think Fear the Walking Dead is either going to sink or they're going to swim. Like, they're at the point where, you know, they're either going to get canceled and, you know, they'll announce the end of the show, or it'll keep going and it might even become the flagship for a season or two or something. Who knows?
Yeah, no, that's what I wonder though too, is just like, was this actually like kind of like the conduit to something else?
Yeah.
So regardless if it actually is even good or not, or like has its problems with that, is this actually leading to something else that we just don't know about?
Well, yes. And we'll get to that. So, okay. So, how things are structured, right now is that Fear the Walking Dead will be returning October 11th. So that's in, I guess, about 3 weeks' time. And the final episode of season 10 of The Walking Dead, the original finale, we'll get to that in a minute, but that will air on the week before, on October 4th. And the first episode of The Walking Dead World Beyond will air directly after that on October 4th. And then I believe following that will be Talking Dead. So that's what I saw today as far as timing. I think it's like, I think each one is about an hour and 10 minutes. And then Talking Dead will be on after that, we assume, probably talking about both shows. So, So anyway, that's what we know. Now, as far as we know, World Beyond is going to keep playing Sunday nights. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be on Monday night. I don't know. But as far as I know, it's going to be on Sunday nights. So it'll go, and that's for 10 episodes. So it'll go, you know, for the next 10. And I imagine, like, because I assume that Fear will go for 8 weeks. So that last week, you know, unless they do something strange like they did with like season two and season three, where they start teaming up the episodes, the last episode or something of World Beyond will be by itself. So I don't know, but we'll see. But anyway, that's assuming that it ends up the way that we think it will. And we assume that this is just going to be the first eight of Fear the Walking Dead, with the second eight, I don't know what the status of it is. I don't think they've actually filmed the second half of the second eight of season six. I think I said season eight, maybe, but
yeah, no, I think it's like, I don't think the, like our normal, like back half, or at least like the after six, it's like, I don't know if they've actually filmed that, but the World Beyond has been filmed. So it's like that will continue next year, but it's like, if they can actually get back to like doing everything else, that could kind of mess things up better.
Yeah. In fact, that show was going to air, was it the same night as the
finale? Night as the finale.
Yeah. So
and then it was going to run its course, and then it was like, and then Fear would come on after that.
Right. But that didn't happen. Yeah. So, and for whatever reason, you know, we assume that perhaps there's something in the finale of The Walking Dead that sets up part of the World Beyond, and that's why that they had to, you know, air them together, I guess. So maybe as far as The Walking Dead, you know, we know Ezekiel, Eugene, what's her name?
Yumiko,
and Princess, I think. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they're all going and they'll end up, you know, meeting up with the Commonwealth or whoever it's going to be, that has to be what we're getting to, but whether or not that's how it ends up, we don't know. So we've talked, okay. So we talked about Sherry. What do you know about, as far as, Sherry, what do you know about her coming back? Is she like going to be a full cast member or?
No, actually it's like, there was very little information about like what, just the fact that she's like she's coming back, and they did a whole, like there was like a little Instagram little video thing. And she, you know, it's like just the, basically just the fact that she's like, oh, she is definitely going to be in the show. Yeah. So yeah, there was, I tried to find more information, and it was just pretty much, I mean, obviously we're kind of doing this a little bit, you know, this information came out like, what, I don't know, about a month ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like, they've been very tight-lipped. So it's like, if I couldn't find it on the internet, then it was like, they're just like, hey, Sherry's going to be back. Here's the crossover thing, blah, blah. So it is interesting to, again, they always, like used to always say, it's like, oh, there's not crossovers, or like, you know, it's like they want it to always be like, oh, Fear and like the main show, let's say, oh, the crossovers are just like, that's not a big thing, or it's not going to be like a thing we're going to do. But here we are with Sherry, and we all know Sherry.
Well, and you know, we've already got crossover with Morgan and Dwight, so, you know.
Well, no, I know, but it was just like, oh, here's another thing.
Right.
And it's kind of like, but how does she fit in this? And we know what she, like, we know the storyline with her and the, with Dwight and like everything in the main show. So I don't know. It's just, it just makes me think, be like, how did she hook up with, I'm assuming she's with Virginia.
Yeah.
In their group. And like, what problems is that going to, you know, be caused? Because it's like, there's, she's always been the insider.
I would think that, you know, there's a good shot at that being the case. So
yeah, don't totally. Yeah. So I don't know. I like it.
You pulled something about Andrew Lincoln, I see.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, so Andrew Lincoln, there, I mean, there's all these rumors. It was just basically saying that it was like, oh, it's like he is not going to be in season 11 at all. And I started looking through like all the stuff that was on Twitter and all this other stuff. And it's like, it does seem, it's like, yeah, he was just like, I think it was like a weird, like there was an episode or like a podcast or like whatever interview with Collider.com. And they were talking about just like, hey, like, you know, what's The Walking Dead like? You know, how are the movies coming? Blah, blah, blah. And he started mentioning about like, he was out with his son with a surfboard on this beach or whatever, you know, kind of like not in the, like a public beach or whatever, just like out kind of doing something, and a fan, whatever, walked by, but then just kind of like turned around and just said, it's like, you know, come back, Rick. And he just said, he's like, we're working on it. But the interview was basically like, was talking about the movie. And I think there was some kind of like, you know, like, internet stuff just basically like construing that and blah, blah, blah. It's like, as far as it seemed like, it's like, you know, he was talking about the movie and he's not coming back on the show.
The rumor was, you know, that the there was a movie script and the movie script got rejected by, I don't know if it's AMC or Universal or what, but there is that was the rumor. As far as I know, the script is still being worked on. And, you know, it probably has to fit in with, you know, kind of a sliding scale, you know, because they're still trying to fit in the things going on in the show. So I assume, you know, as the shows get written, the target for this movie script may have to be changed a little bit. Who knows? But I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he does come back for season 11 at some point, maybe at the last episode or something, but we'll see.
Or like a flashback, or like, you know, some kind of like, not necessarily like, oh, he's actually back.
Right.
Because yes, they still have three movies that they're going to do.
Right.
And it's like, there, if he does come back, and well, that's the thing, it's like, I, he was directly referring to the movie. He was not talking about the show. So it's like everybody would know. It's like, oh no, he's totally not coming back for like the last season. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's going to show up at some point, like in a flashback or something, that we'll get to see him again. But this was just directly referring to the movie, and that was what he's talking about. So
yeah. Well, anyway, now one of the reasons why I think we're not like really going into World Beyond is some of the reviews have, well, they're not all bad, but a lot of them are more like meh. Like I was reading you a headline from, I think it was from The Sun today, and it said, The Walking Dead World Beyond slammed for lack of gore, urgency, and fresh ideas. So, and it's, you know, following a group of teens as they navigate the new world as a coming of age story. So I don't know if that means it's going to be young adult or what, but, like a CNET critic said, I don't know who the CNET critic is. There's at least one deliciously dark image in each of the first two episodes shared by AMC, which is surely what zombie fans crave, but the action is otherwise reined in from the irresistibly inventive and notoriously nasty goriness of the main show and previous spinoff Fear the Walking Dead. So that's just one, and I'm looking at a couple other reviews of it. So anyway, if the show was going to be on and it was the only show on, I think we probably would cover it, but unfortunately, you know, like I say, we have to make some tough decisions, and we will cover it, but not weekly. So we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
If we have to do a World Beyond minute or something.
Yeah, no, like I that's what I was thinking too, because it's like with so much going on, it's like I'm still going to be watching it, but it's like. We just can't cover it because it's just too much. Yeah. Like not the like covering of the way we normally would do it. But it's just people can make comments, and maybe we'll just be like, hey, here's the World Beyond minute. Yeah. Like here's like what we got.
Or maybe one of you can like, you know, dedicate your voicemail to World Beyond, and we'll throw it in, and it'll be like, you know, here's I don't want to use a name because that would put pressure on them. But, you know, here's blah, 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 you know, and their weekly voicemail on World Beyond. So anyway, but we'll see. But
No, I just want to say it's like, I mean, the reviews that I've seen have basically said it's just like, it's basically the same thing, and it's kind of meh. You know, it's like whatever. And, you know, it's like, the kind of one of the aspects, which again, this is kind of like a little bit following a little bit of Fear, you know, starting in the beginning of the zombie apocalypse and seeing all the kind of like craziness and like just the problems that, you know, like, or just the fear of that, you know, like happening. There is a little bit of that in the first episode, but then it's kind of like, okay, well then after this, like this is literally The Walking Dead, the new class.
Right.
You know, it's like, so it's like we're seeing a different aspect of this world, and you know, it's like it's probably not going to be great or entertaining, maybe, I don't know, but you know, I would like to see what they do with, like, we have always watched the show in the sense of like, oh, here's humanity basically being destroyed. What would you do? You know, it's the end of the world, zombies, blah, blah, blah. We've seen all this stuff. This is like the whole, like, okay, these are people that somehow made it out of that. And then like, we're living in relative safely.
Yeah.
You know, safety.
The Walking Dead head of the class. We're Skeeter.
Yeah. I mean, one of the kids looks like one of those, but I mean, I don't know. Yes, I think probably what we're going to get is basically kind of the same old like formula, and it's just like the same kind of thing.
Dustin Diamond returns in a guest appearance.
Oh, gosh, did they find him in the middle of like Bayside High School if they make it to California. Apparently, I didn't realize that like they're in Nebraska.
Yeah, they're in Nebraska. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, they somehow make it all the way that far and whatever, their dad's there for some reason. Like, yeah, whatever.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because that Nebraska was, of course, mentioned in that that one episode after Sophia died, you know, at the barn.
Yep. That's yeah. right.
Yeah. Rick says, you know, I hear Nebraska's nice. So anyway. So as far as The Walking Dead, so I kind of hinted at this, that, you know, the original season finale was going to be on, you know, that week after the, you know, the episode 15 ended, and we got sort of like an early season ender. But it's, you know, been pushed to October 4th, and then they have extended the season by another 6 episodes, which are supposedly going to air in early 2021. That's what they're saying. So I don't know if that means, like, I haven't heard anything about them shooting them. So I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But if they're saying early 2021, you know, that would assume like February or something like that. So I would think, if they're working on it, they better start working on it pretty soon.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it has been announced that the show will be ending with season 11, which I think it's a good thing. I think ending it, you know, the last couple of seasons have been really good. And for it to end on a, you know, positive is a good thing. But at the same time, this is going to be an extra supersized 24 episode season that is essentially going to be in two parts. So I don't know, like they've usually split the seasons into, you know, two halves of 8 episodes. So I don't know if that means it's going to be two halves of 12 episodes for this final season. I assume so. So what it sounds like we're going to get is we're either going to get 6 episodes in early 2021 and then 12 episodes in late 2021 and followed by 12 episodes in early 2022, or we're going to get those 24 episodes all in 2022 with some of them being early and some of them early 2022 and some of them being late. So I don't know which one it's going to be. Obviously, probably the coronavirus will determine some of that. But so we have, after the next episode, we're going to get another 30 episodes of The Walking Dead. So that's almost 2 full seasons, you know, like 2 full regular seasons. So, yeah. You know, to me, I think that's great. And I think that there's enough story for them to tell according, you know, to the things that happen in the comic book, while at the same time, the show isn't going to go on so damn long that, you know, it's like, cause, and this was a factor in, when Ruthie left, because, you know, some executive from AMC made it sound like they were going to make, The Walking Dead run for 20 seasons. And, you know, she's like, oh, hell no. So it's going to end at season 11. However, after that, they have already announced that there is going to be a spinoff show that will debut in 2023. So basically 2.5-3 years from now, starring Norman Reedus and Melissa McBride as Carol and Daryl, of course, with the current showrunner of The Walking Dead, Angela Kang, as its showrunner. So they haven't announced what it's going to be called. And some of the things that you were, you know, kind of hinting at, maybe possibly we could see something from, you know, the cast of Fear also merging into this show. Maybe, we don't know. We don't know. We really don't know. But those are things that are possible. And, you know, or they could bring in more characters from, you know, The Walking Dead and also bring in brand new characters. Who knows? So there's all sorts of possibilities for that. And it's quite a ways away. So,
yeah.
So this universe is going to keep going. So then the final thing that's getting announced as far as TV shows anyway, there is going to be a new anthology series called Tales of the Walking Dead. So supposedly this could be a kind of thing where it looks into past characters. Like, I would love it if they got into that whole here's Negan story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell the story of Abraham, you know, maybe, or even like Glenn, you know,
or the governor. That's
or the governor. That would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, I saw a lot of that being talked about on.
Yeah. And there could be, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be past characters. It could be characters from the present, but I think the idea is that, you know, these could be like single episode shows. There could be, you know, double, you know, triple, there could be like even like a whole season arc of a story, and it just, you know, has different stories that it'll tell. And some of them could be, you know, like episodic, and some of them could be you know, three parters, and some of them could be, you know, 20 parters, who knows. But there's a lot of stories to tell in the universe of The Walking Dead. Some of them we may have an idea of, and some of them we may not. Like, let's find the cure. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or something. So anyway, there's a lot to be mined from there, and hopefully they'll do it in a, you know, a judicious way, that they won't like try exploiting it too much. Like, as long as the shows are good and fun, yeah, and it doesn't turn into just, you know, a schlocky thing. As long as they're quality shows, I think it's good. So,
and like, that's kind of a very, like, one of my concerns was just like the it was saying, it was like, oh yeah, this is probably like in 2023. So I'm like, okay, right, that's a long time when people's tastes and change, you know, like depending on what's going on and blah, blah, blah. But I know a lot of us have probably always been like, hey, you know, we're interested in like, yeah, what happened? How did Abram get to where he was, you know, like, yeah, at that point, you know, like what groups did he go through? It's like Eugene. Bob, like they found him on top of a, you know, like a van, and, you know, it's like, but he said something about like he was
at two different
He was with two different groups or camps or whatever. So it's like, oh, how did he even get to where he was? How did he survive? You know, it's like those stories, I think, are like what?
Or even like June.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, June in Fear of the Walking Dead, you know, she had like a similar kind of story.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, yes, those are the stories and the questions that I think a lot of us would be like, oh, I would totally eat that up and I would love to hear that or see that, blah, blah, blah. But my question is, though, it's like 2023 is a long time away. I'm like, how are you going to get those actors to come back, you know, like without paying them lots of money, or like, you know, or okay, they're fine. They're like, they're totally like, hey, I'm all into this. But it's like, that's a very, to me, it's like a very high, like, reach that in 3 years or whatever, like basically, or 20. Yeah. So basically in 3 years, obviously they film everything in years before or whatever, but it's like, who's like, you know, like, are we going to get a Michonne episode? She's doing so much awesome stuff and like having so much fun with all these movies and stuff like that. That it's like, is she going to like actually give that time unless she's being paid well? You know, it's like, right. I don't know. I think what
I would expect to see would be like maybe a lesser character. Like maybe we would see Yumiko and Magna, right? Or an example, maybe, you know, we finally find out the story of Heath, and they bring him back for like an anthology of, I don't know, three episodes or something. I mean, they don't need to bring back the entire cast for a long period of time. And they could, you know, it could show that they could like even like do like a series of shorts or something.
What I'm kind of curious too.
Yeah. Like, for example, a lot of those of you that listen to me on the Star Trek podcast that we do, and Kyle actually does right now, by the way, Kyle is my host for, Star Trek Lower Decks, in case you didn't know. We've been doing a show together for the last, 2 months roughly. But anyway, they do something called Short Treks, and they are like every episode of the Short Treks are a different story with different characters in each of them. So, that's basically a short anthology, and they could do something similar with Tales of the Walking Dead, but maybe they would be a little bit longer. Maybe they would be half hour form as opposed to hour form, length. Yeah. You know, who knows? But it does, I think that there is some, something there. I know that there's some experience with that kind of thing because Greg Nicotero is doing Creepshow that I believe is a similar kind of format, right? That's on Shudder right now. And so anyway, there are some things that you can do. And of course, there's shows like Fargo and several other shows that are kind of like one season shows. And the show changes each season, or it's only designed to last the one season. So those are all like anthology shows. So it could be all of those things. We'll see. American Horror Story. That's another great example of
that's a really good example. Yeah. So it changes up every season.
Yeah.
But it's a little different. Sometimes there's like the same cast, but like, that's what I'm kind of curious about because I'm like, I think after, if it definitely is going to be 2023, it's like, that would be kind of a good way to kind of bring us big fans of the show to be like, oh my gosh, we get to like see like all these stories with like the stuff that we've always questioned, like wanted to know. Cause if you've ever watched like season one of The Walking Dead and just be like how young and everybody, it's like, oh, this is when it all started. It's like just to see that, it to experience that again, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
So it's like, I would love to know more.
And another one would be Gabriel and the Church,
Yeah, totally. Like that, to see that would be awesome.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, as you can see, there are a lot of potential stories that they could mine. So we're pretty excited about that idea, and I'm also, excited about the spinoff show. I don't know, less so maybe. I mean, I want to see more about it, and we know so little. We'll see. Okay, so you also found some stuff going on. I'll let you talk about this because I don't really know much about it. So
yeah, I had seen some stuff being posted up or whatever. Like, actually, I guess it was like probably last week. But I mean, I guess Walking Dead or AMC joined up with Twitch, and like they're doing basically like I think most of everybody would probably know what Twitch is, but if you don't, it's basically just like a streaming platform, but it was mainly for like basically watching people play video games. And so it's like, it was just kind of like YouTube, but broadcasting live, and people would play their games and people would like follow them and like watch them play. And like, there was all basically you can like, they have a chat system, whatever, and you can like sit there and talk to them and be like, oh, hey, like,
it was originally called Justin TV. long time ago. Yeah.
Well, it turned into Twitch. It was a big, huge gamer thing, which I play Hearthstone and I watch Twitch to watch pros basically play Hearthstone. Well, they joined up with Twitch and they're doing basically like they have this whole thing, and I guess it started last Sunday. They're doing like basically like this is like an expansion of just like having all connection to basically the Walking Dead universe. They have like hosts that are going to be like basically like talking about, you know, whatever going on. And I like found where it's like they're doing basically, in long story short, like they have all these like little like they're doing like a catch up series where it's like you can watch them and like interact with them, but I guess they were like probably doing like airing old episodes and like kind of running up to the new season. But during when the seasons are like when the episodes are happening, they're going to basically have like a recap show. Right after it airs, they're going to have a live watch party show. So it's like you could watch the episode as it airs and actually interact with like their hosts and all the other stuff. And then they're going to have an after show that's going to go from like 11. I think it's like they're saying like 11 to 1 or midnight, where you can interact and do all this stuff. So it's like, however this actually like really works, because I think isn't like Walking Dead, isn't everything gonna like Pacific Coast time? Or I mean, it's not central. Like, I don't know exactly what they were like 9 p.m. so live watch party. Well, 9 p.m. is Eastern, 8 p.m. central. That's usually when I watch it.
Okay.
So they're doing this whole thing where it's like they're making it much more interactive, like, and actually like what we do, which we podcast about it, they're doing it basically the night of the show, you know, it's like, and doing this huge big thing on Twitch. And it'd be interesting to see how, cause I'm like, you know, Chris Hardwick does The Talking Dead. So it's like, is he still going to still stick around, or are they going to just kind of switch off to like, we'll just go to the Twitch show. I don't know. So I don't know. I thought it was interesting that they're looking at this avenue to basically interact with fans, and maybe that's just the change of the times because, you know, COVID and everything going on, that everybody's mostly like now home and doing more online activities and like streaming and like this and that. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how this works, because it's going against their normal format of like, here's the show, here's Talking Dead, you know, like we re-air the show again, or like put on the like the Badlands everybody hated, or like, forcing the song, you know, show that no one wanted to watch. So I don't know, I thought it was interesting that it was so very in-depth, because it's like they have a lot of like, they have like four different hosts, and they're all, I didn't get all that detail exactly. I saw it, but it was just like, they have like people working on the show and people that are like, I don't know if they were characters or, but basically it's like Twitch is your place to go to like get all your Walking Dead, like in the whole entire universe, fill all in the same night, and you can sit there and interact and do stuff. So yeah. It's like, we'll see.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So
I think so.
Sounds like there's almost like a Talking Dead.
Basically.
After show. It is. You know.
Yeah. It's 11 p.m. to midnight every Sunday night is when the after show. And it's like, everybody's going to, if you're on Twitch, you're supposed, you know, then you'll be able to interact and like all this stuff. And it's like 2 hours of like, to me, that just seems very, like, I don't know if you've been on, obviously we've both been online, but it's like being in a chat room with 1,000 other people, you're never going to get a word in edgewise.
Yeah.
But like, so like on Twitch, it's kind of the same way where you have like your chat part of it, but like, you know, there's not going to be like just any, unless they somehow figure out some way to like, hey, we're going to get you like, you know, a fan to come on and ask questions and be actually on video. It's just like, it's going to be just as, enormous, just constant stream of text.
Yep.
And they're not going to see any of that. And they're just going to talk and this and that. And I'm like, that's not really interactive, but it's like, you know,
I see this right now. Like, I will talk about this when we get to the how to contact us part, but I've been doing, since we've been on break, I have been doing a lot of content on TikTok. So, and I have been in several of the lives where there are over 1,000 people. I even was on one where there was something like 8,000 people in live. And it's just like this, you know, the stream. Like it's like a rapid
stream of consciousness.
Yeah. And you know, you can't make heads or tails of it, because it's, the stuff's going by so fast that, you know, but
Twitch is the same way. It's like, it's like you can't even get an edgewise and it's like,
and like, even, you know, when you're in a room where there's like 80 people, it's hard, you know, especially if there's a lot of people in there that are actively, you know, throwing stuff out there. And you know, so it's just, it can be kind of crazy. So, I've even done a couple of lives myself, and, I didn't get that many people on there, but, even that, like with like 7 people or something like that, I'll probably do one soon, but, when it's time to talk about The Walking Dead, I'll probably do one, but, I don't know, we may start. One thing that we do our videos or our recordings on Zoom, and Zoom has the ability to stream them to Facebook and YouTube, and we didn't do that for this tonight, but we may try that just to see, because we're going to experiment with some things to try to get our episodes out faster. So less editing, maybe more direct participation or something like that, but we'll see. We may experiment. All right. So, you know, there have been like other, I'd say, news elements of the whole Walking Dead saga, but we just wanted to cover like the main things. As far as we know, that's it. But we wanted to just remind people that, again, we are looking for a third host that would come on board with Kyle and myself to host the Fear episodes and whatever we end up doing as far as World Beyond. And this would be ongoing. So, you know, we are hoping for to find someone that is willing to, you know, do it for the long run. If not, we are also going to look for guests to come on. So if you can only do it for, you know, one or two, or you don't know and you want to try it out, that's great too. We'll take whatever we can get.
Yep. Yeah. So. No, I'm just, so basically Kyle wants you to join me so that I'm not just sitting there talking by myself.
That's not going to happen. I know,
but I'm just saying, it's like, no, it's like, I would much rather have more people come on. We can talk about stuff.
And, you know, I will contribute as I can. But at the same time, I am very, like I said, covering Picard in The Walking Dead last time, was literally a life-changing experience for me. And I don't mean it in a good way. So, and if you need more details, I'm not going to supply them. So you just don't need to know. Just, it caused a lot of trouble. So,
and just so to preface it, it's like Picard's not coming back, but Discovery is.
Yes.
And it's like,
and the workload is,
Yeah, and if you've listened to Discovery podcasts, it's like, it can take a long time.
We had, for the season finale of season 2 of Discovery, we had 28 pages of feedback, and that is still the record. 28 pages of feedback and 6 voicemails. So, like, you know, there's nothing like it on here, and it's just a lot of work. So, and you know,
so we had challenging you all.
Yeah, it was a 6-hour recording. We had to split it into 3. I had Kyle edit the middle one, and I did the first third and the third. But yeah, it was just brutal. So anyway, I can't do that this time. It just nearly killed me. So so we need help, and Kyle needs help. So let's we're hoping we can find enough of that. We don't want to scare you. It's not your workload, it's ours. If you're interested in being a co-host or guesting, or just want to contribute feedback to us, how would one do so?
Well, you could follow us on Twitter, and you can find us at Walking Dead TTM.
Yes, and that's new, by the way. We changed our name from Walking GSM to Walking TTM.
TTM.
To follow the network. So if you were following us as Walking GSM, you are still following us as Walking TTM. So just so you know.
And I would have to also thank Ken from Chicago, that we haven't heard from him in a while. And then he started posting about Lower Decks. And yes. I was like, ah, oh, it's very good to see.
Yes.
Yeah, I do follow him on Twitter. And I forgot that I had my notifications on. And I just saw him blowing my phone after I posted the last episode. And I'm like, yes, we do get those, like the stuff from Twitter. So that's a great way to, you know, reach out to us if that's your thing. And so thank you, Ken.
Yes.
To submit your theories and feedback, most people post in our designated episode thread in a Facebook group, and you can find us at facebook.com/group/walkingdeadTTM. You can also email us at walkingdead@talkthroughmedia.com, and we also have a feedback form at talkthroughmedia.com/feedback. You can also call us at 216-232-6146 and leave us a voicemail. And all of our new episodes are also on YouTube, so just search for Talk Through Media, and remember to subscribe and click the bell to get the notification when we have new videos. Those videos do go up first, because after I edit it, basically it's like I like do my thing, but it sends it to YouTube first, and then I work on like getting it posted on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So that's a good way to get it right from the start. Otherwise, you know, it's like you'll get it in your podcast feed of your choice, you know, not too shortly long after that.
Yeah, but it's usually, it goes first to, as part of the production process, it goes first to YouTube. So, those that listen to us on YouTube actually get it first. Little known fact.
A great way to support us is if you like us and review us on Talk Through Media's Facebook page, and you can find that at facebook.com/talkthroughmedia. Also, the best way you can support us is our new Patreon. You can find that at patreon.com.
It's not really new anymore.
It's not really new. Well, all right. You guys, it's been a while since this pandemic started and everything shut down. So our Patreon, which is not new because we have a lot of, like, you know, members, but you can find us if you want to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/walkingdeadtalkthrough.
So we want to thank our current Patreon supporters, Clint McCollum and Lawrence Todd, and thank you know, we lost actually a couple of supporters when you know, in the transaction when Mark left, so, but thank you, and you guys know who you are for your contributions. You know, you supported the podcast for quite a while, so thank you. But thanks to Clint and Lawrence for continuing to support us. So, and hopefully just $1 a month will help support the podcast and help just in a little bit help to cover costs, because that's really all it does, is just cover help to cover costs. So
You can subscribe to us in Apple Podcasts or your podcast client of choice. And while you're there, give us a rating or review. Podchaser.com. I don't remember that one.
Podchaser.com is a, if your podcast app does not support reviews. You can review us even by episode, not just by podcast, but by episode at podchaser.com. So you know, please support us there if you can't support us through your podcast client.
Yeah. And then actually the best way is also to remember to share our posts on Facebook and Twitter. When we post them, just, you know, share them, tell a friend. Word of the mouth is the best way to get us new listeners.
And it's worth saying, we kind of hinted at it, but Kyle and I are covering the animated series Star Trek Lower Decks, which is currently on CBS All Access. And it's a 10-episode season, and we've gone through 7 of the episodes, with the last 3 coming. And it's been a lot of fun. So
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And you can find those episodes as part of the Star Trek Discovery podcast and the Star Trek Picard cast. So we didn't end up making a new feed for the Star Trek Lower Decks podcast. We just included them on those feeds, as well as the Talk Through Media all-inclusive feed. So you can find them there. And if you want to join up with the Facebook group for those 3 podcasts, as well as the Rebinge DS9 podcast that Kim Vogley and James Rowan, the husband and wife combination, have been covering, there in the season 2 of Star Trek Deep Space Nine as well. So that's also on the Star Trek Talk Through Media podcast Facebook group. So anyway, it has a Patreon, and that's at patreon.com/BrianAruthie. It's kind of funny because, you know, Kyle is part of the thing right now. And we are actually doing a Patreon episode for that on Sunday. What is it? Sunday, September 27th at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central time. So if you are a part of that, join us. So anyway, and we'll be discussing Lower Decks and also the upcoming season 3 of Discovery. So our next episode will be covering the finale, sort of The Walking Dead. I don't know what else to call it. Season 10.
It's the finale.
Yeah. Season 10, episode 16, titled A Certain Doom, with the story by Jim Barnes and Eli Jornet and Corey Reed, and the teleplay by Corey Reed, and it is directed by Greg Nicotero. And we will also be covering the, at least in part, the season premiere of The Walking Dead World Beyond, and that is titled Brave, and that is written by Scott M. Gimple and Matthew Negrete, and is directed by Jordan Vogt Roberts, I think is how you say it. And I don't have anything as far as an episode description or anything like that. That's also airing October 4th. So until next time, I'm Brian.
And I'm Kyle.
And this is The Walking Dead Talk Through. Good night, everybody.
Good night.